Welcome back to Wheat Fields to Wonderland. This week's podcast is called Coffee Date. And I'm wondering if you've had any experiences similar to this. I hope you enjoy. Hope you're enjoying it over a glass of wine rather than a cup of coffee, but whatever. A coffee date. So you want to take me out for a cup of coffee, a coffee date. You want our first date to be at Starbucks or maybe at Pete's Coffee or the Coffee Bean. I get that you don't know me yet, and maybe you don't want to waste a bunch of money on a girl you don't know, but geez, coffee? A coffee date? I recently met a very handsome Italian man at an event I attended. You know when you meet someone and there's that instant chemical attraction, that animal attraction? Well, I rarely have that, but on this night, when I least expected it, I met a tall, athletically built, educated, polished Italian investment banker named Nico. Over the course of the evening, we ran into each other a few times and engaged in flirtatious chit-chat to the point that he asked me for my number. The next day, he started to text me right away, telling me how nice it was to meet me, how attractive he found me, and how sweet I seemed, saying all the right things, and he asked me if we could get together. I was pretty busy with work and, well, my life in general, but I told him that I had some time Thursday evening, as I could meet him anywhere in the Beverly Hills or West Hollywood area that night. He was free that evening as well, and we made a plan to meet at 7:30 p.m., and he said he'd get back to me with a where to meet on Thursday. Wow, that was pretty painless. We had a date. Now, for the men out there who are reading or listening to this, when we as women have a date that starts at 7:30 p.m., we know that it is too late for a happy hour, so we assume that means drinks and appetizers or maybe even dinner. And being that this is our first date, and from the outside you appear to be what might be considered to be an actual contender compared to some of the weirdos that approach us online, we want to make sure that we make a good impression on the first date. So, as it was Monday, I knew I had a couple of days to prepare for my Thursday night date with a hot Italian. Life is busy, especially in a city like Los Angeles, but that gave me a couple of days to orchestrate everything I needed to do to get prepared for my big first date. As we all know, that a first impression is a lasting impression. So, my hot date orchestration went something like this. It's Monday. So I better clean my place tonight just in case for some reason I let him drive me home and he wants to see where I live. I better make sure it's looking mint because Tuesday night I need to go shopping after work. I want to find shoes to go with the new dress I bought last week as I've been dying to wear it. Or maybe I need to find a cute top to go with my jeans and boots in case we go casual. Regardless, I need to shop on Tuesday night because Wednesday night I have to do a mani-pedi. I can't have chip polish on a first date, and I want my polish to be fresh and pretty in case I wear open-toed shoes with my jeans for the casual look, or if I can't find the right pair of shoes to go with the new dress and end up having to wear my standard black Prada shoes that I wear friggin' everywhere, then my toes better look good too because Thursday night is date night, and I need everything ready because by the time I get home from work, I will have just enough time to shower, change, and actually put makeup on. Plus, on Thursday, I made a hair appointment to have my hair blown out during my lunch break so that I don't have Janelle hair. Instead, I will have luscious, long, silky, smooth, I just got a blowout hair to go with my pretty nails and awesome outfit. So now do you understand why my first available day this week for my first date was on Thursday? Okay, so finally, it's Thursday night and I am ready. Of course, Nico the Italian has been texting me every day with cute little texts in anticipation of our big date on Thursday. Flirtatious little texts. Even texts verging on sexy little texties. Yep, it's on. So as I pull into my underground parking, I hear my text messenger going off. And as I get into the elevator and have a free hand to respond, I look down on my iPhone to see bubbles bubbling under Nico's name. And my heart starts to pound in excitement and curiosity, wondering where we will be meeting. And when the bubbles finally stop bubbling, as I look down wondering where my first romantic kiss with Nico will be, I see the words, "Let's meet for a cup of joe at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf at 445 North Beverly Boulevard, Beverly Hills. Can't wait to see you." Okay, so I see the words, yet I reread them several times, thinking there must be more bubbly words coming from Nico. Did he mistype? Did his autocorrect autofill in for him? Was this just a text message gone wrong? But when no more bubbles came, I knew that meant he was waiting for my response. And I had to accept that it was what it was. Ugh. A coffee date. A coffee date. He wants me to meet him for a coffee date. My first date. A coffee date. Okay, I know what you're thinking. He never clarified what exactly you'd be doing at 7:30 p.m., so you can't blame the guy for wanting to grab a cup of coffee. But fuck, if he told me that up front that he wanted to grab a cup of coffee, a quick cup of coffee, honestly, I would have likely have said no. Why? Why no, you ask? Are you a diva or a gold digger or a biatch? Okay, well, firstly, I only drink coffee in the morning before 8 a.m. because if I have any amount of caffeine after that time, I will never sleep at night. Who the fuck goes out for coffee at 7:30 p.m.? Oh, he's Italian. I forgot. Secondly, going for coffee means to me that I'm going as I am. No fuss, no muss. That means Janelle is showing up in a ponytail, jeans, and sneakers with no makeup except maybe some lip gloss. Basically, au naturel on steroids. Picture that look. That is my gym look. My workout look. And believe me, that look is definitely an acquired taste kind of a look. It is not a first date look, definitely not. I need to keep that look hidden for several dates until the guy is completely hooked before I unveil that look. So therefore, I would have said no to a coffee date for the first date. So now I'm irritated that my romantic date, or at least the one I imagined for the past 4 days in my head, is reduced to a coffee date. And I start to annoyingly stomp around in my place, having a mini tantrum, thinking that I just wasted $34 on a mani-pedi and $40 on a blowout, and bought a new top and spent one whole evening cleaning my place like my name is Mrs. Clean. And on top of that, it's 6 p.m., and it's a bit late to say no. So how the hell do I respond to his text? That is when two of my friends came in very handy. The first, I like to call her Cabernet, and I poured myself a big glass and started to sip and relax, and when I was finally calm enough to enunciate words, I called one of my single girlfriends who was in the loop about my hot date with the Italian, one who was almost as excited for my date as I was, because if one of us actually finds a real man in LA, then hallelujah, it reassures us that real men are still fucking out there, giving all of us single girls a glimmer of hope. You know, sometimes all a girl needs is a good glass of wine and a good friend. And after a 3-minute conversation with the two of them, I not only felt better, but I had a plan. I texted him back. Great. See you there. Within 30 minutes, I was ready to walk out the door. Hair perfect, nails perfect, makeup perfect, wearing my tight skinny jeans, sexy yet impossible to walk in high heels, and a cleavage-enhancing and somewhat revealing top. As I stood in front of my full-length mirror checking out my look, sipping the last bit of my large glass of Cabernet, I came to the conclusion that I looked hot. Damn hot. I mean, I think I would even do me. As I got in my Uber, Nico sent a text saying that he was there and did I want him to order me anything. I responded, sure, I'd love to have some bottled water. And 5 minutes later, my Uber pulled up to the coffee bean, and I could see Nico and my water sitting there waiting for me. The place was almost empty, so we didn't have any trouble spotting each other. Duh, yeah, I'm not the only one who doesn't drink coffee at 7:30 p.m. I could tell from the look on his face that he wasn't expecting a sexy Janelle. And on a side note, I was dressed extremely classy at the event that I met him at. But I could tell by the way his eyes stared at me that he was digging my sexy side. The wine had relaxed me, and I poured on my Janelle charm and regaled him with stories, laughing and enjoying his company. But at 8:30 p.m., my phone started to blow up. Ah, my plan was in motion. My girlfriend texted me saying she was on her way to Craig's and that she would save me a seat at the bar. As I got up to leave, thanking Nico for my water and giving him a sweet kiss on his cheek, he seemed a bit confused, so I told him the truth. That when I realized that he only had time to grab a quick cup of coffee, I made plans to grab dinner with a friend, as I was hungry and food was also a friend of mine. Off to Craig's, I happily skipped, met up with girlfriend, and we hung out with two other friends we call Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. Flirted, met some nice guys, got some great Instagram shots, and had a blast. And of course, Nico texted me back the next day wanting to know when I was free to do dinner. But the truth is, as handsome as he was, I found him a bit dull. And if we had gone out for the romantic dinner I had initially hoped for, I would have been let down regardless. You know, the universe always ultimately gives you what you need. And for now, it's friends and Cabernet. And guess what? That's not so bad. And the moral of this coffee date story is, 1, always clarify what a date means, because this avoids you getting let down, getting unrealistic expectations set too high, wasting hard-earned money, or more importantly, your very precious time. Don't be afraid to communicate. If you piss the other person off by asking, then they aren't the right one for you. 2, guys, if you had the balls to call us on the phone and get to know us, then the likelihood of miscommunication would be greatly diminished. Don't be afraid to speak with actual words. Romanticism and chivalry is missing in our modern day life. I would love to hear your voice over seeing your happy-faced emoticon. We are all lost in textation. And 3, and always be grateful for friends, girlfriends, and wine. I pick wine any day over a cup of coffee, but that's me. What makes me me. God damn it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that story. And, you know, hey, what can I say? It's how I feel. And coffee date, that is like at 11 in the morning or 4 in the afternoon. And you know, you're either coming from the gym or coming from work. And, you know, gol darn it. Anyway, you know, I don't know who the next Nico will be, but we'll see. I hope you have a good week. Don't forget to vote. The election's coming up. God only knows who is going to be in winning this thing. It's like a crapshoot, but I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for quite yet. Mwah. Have a good week. Ciao for now.